Red Buzzer show. To stop.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Cosmic contact, disclosure, first contact, the Earth, the stars, the galaxy. This is Maarten Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio via BBS Radio Station 1. And this is the show that gives you the latest galactic news. And my guest today is a very special friend of me. He lives in New York in Central Island. His name is Jose Bozan, and Jose is a contactee. He has had several UFO encounters and encounters with ET beings. And I want to welcome you to the show, Jose. You are very welcome to jump in, and we are going to make a great program together.
Thanks, Martin, for having me back. It's always a pleasure to have such information to share with you. And yeah, there are a couple of things that were just coming up. I've been getting messages from September 22nd on. It started on September 24th. At 9:30, they just come in at periodically 9:30. Yeah. So it was right after the I did a meditation, a global meditation with several others, and it was like something energetically was passing through. So they gave me some messages that were from the Lemurians. And yep. they said it was a multidimensional, this place that we went to. It was like I just went for a meditation, but they told me, no, that's a star. That's a portal. There's a portal there. I said, there's a portal. So they said, yeah, we're going to give you information. And I said, okay, what is it? And they were telling me that it's a multidimensional gateway to a Stargate Lumeria. It is the portal to all Stargate fields where all who travel transcend time with new energy, light conscious thought. You are a portal traveler of many timelines, and you have been with us and know all of them. It is your place to come to this knowing. You will become familiar with its connection to many dimensional existences. You are the one being of the Stargate who is a part of our travel lines. Become aware of your surroundings. There are many things shall unfold to these portals. Codes, phrases, symbols, and chaffs are innate. Be it so to form an alliance to this trajectory gateway. You are the one we seek to be of this nature. We shall come together again, knowing this, we are one. And they continued on saying that there are crystal energies in the portal. Many come from different solar systems, all along the near Solara wave length gateway. It is dimensionally composited by light flux winds drawn to the outer galaxies of Phallus Meur. You use a French word, but I had no clue what it was. But it is contrived by many of Afal beings pure of energy, solicited to produce such. They went on to saying that the portal provided the energies needed and required for you to condemn the old world of beliefs. The crystals were intricated in your DNA molecular energy flies. When you entered the portal, we revamped, so to speak, your to primary DNA faults. The senses you were experiencing were of the light tangs, pulsing through your e-sources, funneling data along your biorhythm passages. It was transcribed in you to create many new fibers of energy. The goal is to restore you to our level of density, energies, for the purposes of energetic fluctuation currents. It is a process done by many who are to intercline our abilities to theirs. You will feel this in the days to come, fully in nature. You have accomplished what needed to be of you and others. Know this has been done well. Proceed in what you are in this, for more will come. The alliance comes through, and what I'm showing, Martin, is you play a role in this. Your communication is of these other energies that they're sending out, but opening up the locations where people are going to are gathering in places where they don't think portals exist. So they're pretty much going to be contacting those where the formulation takes place, and in it the Lemurians are going to start passing through.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, you know. And I spoke to you the other day, 2 days ago, and you had such a profound message to me personally that was so beautiful. And I know you have contact since 22nd September, and it's so amazing what all the things that you experienced, because a couple of months ago you started to speak about the sunlight becoming brighter and brighter, and now you have contact with those Lemurian beings. And I just received a message from the Andromedans.
You did?
I would like to read it for you.
Okay.
Greetings, beloved ones. We are the Andromedans, and we come to support you and guide you at a time where all are now beginning to remember why they have incarnated upon this planet. The Andromedan Council now connect deeper and expanded levels with all who have incarnated from our planetary system. The light codings needed by our children in human form are being sent out across the dimensional timelines, allowing for more knowledge to be downloaded into the human vehicle. This process we'll see many more of our children begin to wake to their prime directive at this time. We stand ready to support and guide further at both public and a very personal level. We ask for all our children to breathe and to be and to allow the dissolving of the old earth frequencies in truth. For all that remains is truth, and the truth is why you have incarnated into human form upon this planet in this dimensional reality. We place the dragon's mouth before you and ask that you see beyond the teeth and the jaws and remember this ancient symbol of our culture. We place the Chinese symbol of the yin-yang and ask for all to understand the balance of all at this time. We ask for our children to understand the need to find balance within the human vehicle at the soul. In the human vehicle at the time where they are shifting akin to the sense of time both within their human vehicles and also at soul level. For as the human race now begin their ascension process in truth, all begin to ascend once more, for all are one and all just is. We send our frequency of gold and ask all to ingest and to anchor fully this frequency of this is the frequency of the new golden age of humankind in truth. Mother Earth now begins to climb into vibration to allow those who are here to walk the earth in non-human form the ability to access to portals to begin this work in truth. And you spoke about those portals, Jose.
Yeah, wow.
Many are incarnate into human form and at this time are now understanding their purpose and their position in the Galactic Federation of Light in truth, for all is not as it appears to the human race at this time. Vast energetic upgrades will see many who have anchored their human form well from the planet's surface begin to steer from their sleep and fully understand their role and purpose within the overall ascension process for an entire universe in truth. We ask for all to open their hearts at this time. The logical mind may go into overdrive, trying to find the route to peace, but peace is birthed from the love that is, that flows from the heart space, beloved ones. Let peace and the love that is flow through you, around you, within you, and you are peace and truth. Events that were predicted will now begin to anchor. For all just is and you are. The ability to accept your stellar origins will now increase, expand and grow, for the energetic signature of Mother Earth is now heightening in preparation for the birth of the dreams of the human race in truth. Understand, beloved ones, that dreams are born through you. They are not created for you, that it makes the heart space come alive in truth, beloved ones. Dare to dream, and dream to dare, for all is now in truth. The outpouring of emotions across and within the human race is now fully underway, for only in emptying the heart space it can be filled with love, and love is truth. Allow to dissolve and then wipe away the tears, beloved ones, for the new world that is within your dreams will reveal itself to you in technicolor. We are the Andromedans, and we will connect with our children in their dream time, for all is now dissolving and all is now birthing, for the foundations of love that is are fertile. Those foundations will see many changes to the outer reality that is called the human life experience, and the ripples of this will be felt by all upon within the planet Earth. Be at peace, beloved ones, for now is the birth of your dreams in truth. All right.
Coming, is coming in fast, man. They want the messages coming across left and in every sector of the earth. And man, we were supposed to speak today. It is like I was like, okay, well, it's matching. Everything's matching up. It's like the messages that are coming across, or like I will. They're making certain the it is being heard. Because at about 12:10 this afternoon, the Galactic Federation gave me an additional message to express. And they said that we of the Galactic Federation embrace you with the clarity of the newness of energies that is bestowed upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Their following will be an allowance of time to adhere to the circumference of the ley lines crossing your earth. This will change the way you think and feel outwardly by asking yourself, what alteration am I going through that I am sensing has commenced the institution of the great paradigm? It is the formulation of parallel physis brought about by ascension levels dissolving the old world creations, frolicking in your energy fields. To adhere, one must fortify this new energy congruency, penetrating glycotic senses released in your system. Your body will adjust to it by molecular connection. In the following will be far more new energy patterns shaped and coralized in the bloodstream cells. Know this adjustment must take place. You will foresee a new self, one that is far more harmonic of its energies, lessened of its dualities, become non-existent. I'll tell you, man, it's like they want, you know, they, in any way, shape, and form, it seems like things are becoming so fast with what these messages are all about.
Yes.
And how in tune we are.
Yeah, things are building up. I have the feeling that energetically things are really cooking now. And everything is in preparation for disclosure, I guess. But the thing is that in the 3D world, this has not yet become clear, but this will happen very soon, I think, because somehow the whole thing has to turn over, to flip, to switch, you know, to the reality that we are in.
Yes, I believe so. I believe, like, because they said that they gave me another message earlier today and said that the Earth continues to shift in a diagonal position, forces energies to move ahead, that she will begin to accelerate time-lapse lines. Its equilibrium is stabilizing new realms to formulate powerful trajectory points. In it, a new combined dimension of solar system energies arise. Thereafter, life will begin to sense this, and we are in a 14th tunnel of energy, a very volatile period of change for those who are not of equal balance of frequencies. Choosing shall be innately be given from within. Many will choose to retain of this. Others will go from without. It is still a formidable process to concur solely by choice and inherently be given. So they're showing me that the Earth had turned another 47 degrees from the last 45 degrees. So it is like a full tilt teeter. And they're going to speed things up a lot more quicker than as what they're saying. And this is why we're getting so like information, like, what would you call information? Like a Pony Express kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. and more are becoming telepathic right now also.
Yes. Yes.
Really amazing.
Amazing stuff, Mark. I'm like, wow, how much information? I guess they... In spite of what's happening, I guess they want the word to get out to those who will listen, who will come to listen, and so that they are prepared of these coming these events that are happening now. and giving like up to date information, because you cover so much area, you come and you have many listeners, and they feel you're like the center point for others who are going to be opening up additional porters, which they claim are the ones in addition to the ones that already been opened. But somehow they when that personal message for you came through, they showed me like this, you being in the center, and you have these multiple connections of lines for these portals, and it's seemingly that it was ingrained into the message itself energetically to have these locations coded, phrased, to begin surfacing in others, or were they having others consciously sense that they have to be somewhere or go somewhere and find that messages are coming through so that they can reach people who are local to themselves, and where they can start beginning the process of upgrading their energetic levels to again meet them at their desired frequency. So I totally agree with them. If you used these portals thousands of years ago, thousands upon thousands, and it was your easy entryway from, you know, Lemuria, you know, Andromeda, Sirians, and so forth, then why go from, you know, from above the skies when these new energies are going to allow the portaling of the welcoming of these energies? Because I tell you, Mark, when I was standing there, I got to send you the picture. I will send you the picture, Mark. I took pictures when we did a ceremonial. And in the ceremony, we had like five people. And as we meditated and did like a inner, you know, meditation, and then we spoke, then we saw this rainbow pop out of nowhere. And then the sun itself was setting down and it was getting dim. And as soon as we said the meditation, boom, the light of the sun just amplified.
Wow.
Yeah. I tell you, Martin, we didn't walk through one dimension of portal. We walked through two dimensions of the portal. And you could feel that tingling, as I would explain, like a tingling sensation coming through. And so one person, we were seeing different things, you know, different objects in our eyes vision. Because I believe we'd all made like, you know, an agreement. You know, agreement with source energy. You say, you know, what? Despite where your life is, you gotta still be there. Show up. Show up at the time, at the right time. And I believe, you know, we as light beings agreed to and said, all right, we'll show up. We're all part of different wherever we come from, solar systems or galaxies or multi dimensions. And we said, we'll be there. We'll be there. And consciously, you know, I tell you, it was a total surprise, because it was just a matter of days of the information and how the timing of the information, which was like, they said, contact Martin. I said, wow. It was exciting, Martin, when they said that, because they said they knew you had something. I'm excited. The Satians says, we're going to be called the Nubians. Nubians. And they said, we're going to take the north, south, east, and west and combine them, make them a one fine line. And I said, the fine line is where all the galaxies begin to correlate and so come in to where we always existed to portal through. And make this connection all oneness again. And I tell you, it's every day is like a validation for me. You know how you try to settle on one information, you know, Martin, of messages. Suddenly you get another one, and then you say, "Oh, I can't keep you there. I have to move you over here now." And it's like circulating all across the world. But for some very strong reason, they told me, "Yeah. You know, speak to you You know, and where, you know, you being, you Lemurian, right, Martin?
Yes, I am.
That's why you, I'm telling you, I had a Lemurian rock just that a day of the meditation. A friend of mine who's, a, she's, she does shaman work, and let me tell you, she said, here's the Lemurian rock. I said, oh my God. Mark blue crystals in it, and the energy was intense. It was like, wow, amazing. But the our connection now is even stronger, Martin, you know? Like you,
I have to share something with you, Jose. Something yes. Something that happened last night. I dreamt about you.
No.
Yes. And we were together in Paris. And we were standing in the office of Cobra. You know Cobra, the information. Are you familiar? Yeah,
no.
Cobra from the 2012 portal. And I was working on Cobra's computer, as a matter of fact. And after I was working on his computer, Cobra came in, and you and him gave me a kind of healing or something. We were doing something there together. And the night before that, I dreamt about another lightworker woman from Germany, Isabel Hen, who was before channeling Salusa. But this is new, because before that, I never dreamed about overseas contacts that I have, you know, like yourself, like the connection we have. And I have the feeling that those connections that we have as lightworkers is becoming stronger and stronger now.
Yeah, Martin, I'm feeling it right now. As you were talking, I was feeling these chills rushing up my arms. You were talking, and I was like, whoa, I felt this vibration go higher, and boom, just jumped.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Martin.
Last 3 days, I dream about you and other lightworkers. They are my dreams. We are, I don't know what we are doing, but we are preparing for something altogether. And this is getting more and more intense, and I start to remember my dreams again also.
Wow, they're very vivid, clear, like they want you to come and express the messages. And if I feel like, you know, we were part of the plan originally to, we were probably opening up these portals, or we actually closed them when Atlantis pretty much fell. Or and here we are again doing it, you know, in such a way where I believe, Martin, you'll be getting more messages, and we'll be like talking more as to, okay, where we head with this one now, because
yeah.
it's
I guess like, I guess we should have contact a couple of times a week. Skype conversation, or you know, more frequent contact than we have now. I think it's important that we share things also on the radio.
Yes, it's true. We should share so much more, because in just this short amount of time, you know, they want to share it as, you know, as much as possible. They said one of the portals, Martin, one of your the portals here and one of your portals there will take you into Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, and this is going to happen soon?
Yeah. It will take you into Egypt, and it will take you into what they're calling the chambers. The chambers, which was, it'll take you right into the chambers of the, what is it, the goddess Isis?
Yes, because there was a meeting last weekend in Zurich, near Zurich in Switzerland, with Cobra and Isis. This is a woman who has the energy of the goddess Isis. And the dream I had last night about Cobra was also about Isis, I remember now, and about you.
Wow, Martin. Wow. I got chills. You said that now. Oh, my gosh. Wow. It's amazing stuff. It's very, very, very amazing.
I know that those dreams are very intense. I'm really there. I'm really at another location when I'm dreaming. And we are doing stuff, as I said, with Maria Isabel Hen and others. We are meeting on a nightly basis.
Wow. Yeah, it's like bringing up to speed of the events that are that's coming in closer and closer, because the same September 22nd, as I was driving towards the location where we were about to do the world meditation, above the sky was a craft. It was brilliantly lit, and it was showing me the location of where we were going to meditate. And I was like, wow, you know, it's why show us the location? And it was lo and behold, they were going to mention the next day that you have to go back because of these, there's a portal that we are about to open. And so I believe the messages that we are continuing to get will be to rapidly give this information as you do through your show, and to keep people, I guess, the ones up to speed, because it's seemingly that since the Earth is turning with such power and such energy and such velocity, that the information will come to you just like quickly, like overnight.
Yeah, I mean instant.
Yeah.
Instantaneously. And there was a friend of me on Facebook who asked if we could talk about Comet Icen, because I heard that Comet Icen is in fact a spaceship coming from Andromeda. It's a biosphere, and it has two satellite spaceships that are escorting it. What do you get through about Icen?
From what I'm gathering, just when you said that, I just had a vision of all of these biorhythmic, more scientists or who are on board. They're like a healing craft, master big mothership of a place, I'll tell you, and more so of an escort with it. And but they have multi levels of energy healing, multi levels of energies for Earth, multi levels of energies for abilities that will be implemented, because not only are they coming here just to see this big ascension event, and they're also here to provide their own new advanced things we've never seen before, and mm-hmm. wish to share in such ways, because they're so glorified, I'll tell you. Because when I was at that portal, I felt like this glorification of happiness, of love, of peace, and the harmony just elevated. And as we were walking, you know, I just felt like this, hey, you know, this is what we've been waiting for such a long time, and here we are, you know, we share it with the world, you know. And I kind of felt like many others were, you know, that have already done so, and it's like a domino effect, you know. Mm-hmm. They open one, you open another one, and they got the other one. And so, and I kind of feel like, Martin, through you, they were showing me that how many they've already opened and how many more they will be opening as it goes along. Because not just the Lemurians will be coming. Like you said, the Andromedans will be coming. Many other different species will be coming through, because they're a part of when this, you know, whole experiment of things first took place. And they're contributors from the Galactic Federation. And they want to show their presence. They're using the same sources of the sun to flow through. But now that was just one area. And now the other area is, okay, let's go back to how we used to, this planet used to go. Because the Earth is also growing. Its land formations are growing. She's been growing since, you know, for billions of years, and over time, you know, how continents have moved around, they shifted here, they shifted there. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel that in such a way, because as we grow within and expanding, right, so is the same without on our Earth, and the soul is without of the universe, which is also expanding. And I believe that we were just, you know, the final piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. that they just needed to expand upon and help us along the way, because they're really introducing these loving divine light coming from source that, you know, is encompassing everything. I mean, I would say they told me this, Martin, that in within ourselves they are creating a light, that like our cells are becoming light, a touch of light.
Exactly. And,
you know, like they said the light will feel like this, that like a pulses of, if you put your finger next to an outlet and you see the little spark that comes off.
Yes.
They said it'll be just like that when you feel the light pulses coming through your arms. And it will be like a tapping kind of feeling. And then it just causes like a vibe along your body. And then they said that it begins to remove any molecular blockages, and which has been done. They've been taking it out for several months now, but mostly since we're in a rapid movement, they have to do it, you know, like, here, let's do it now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but I think, mm-hmm. Yeah, continue, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they said they have some, that we're like council supporters, you know? The Asatians say that we're like council supporters here from what they're doing. We're kind of like blossoming, and we're being bloomed, you know, because from at that time, you know, thousands of years ago, we were always assisting, and they show that we have the capabilities. We have the strengths to do so. We have the energies to do so. And it's just coming forward. Now, telepathically, you will be communicating through your heart by them and by many others across the planet. You will be like, as the light workers do, they will communicate telepathically. You will know them in the room. They will, mm-hmm. They're like your brothers or your sisters and of the star systems, and suddenly your heart just jumps, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. You're like, oh, my brother's in the room, or my sister's in the room, and they have a message. It's like you don't even need a cell phone anymore, you know, Martin. You'll be like, all right, I know I'm getting a message, and then you can communicate through color. They told me you can communicate through color once you begin to familiarize yourself with telepathy. Then color becomes another area where you'll be able to recognize in your consciousness that you can send these colors out for either healing, for either changing situations for the loving purposes, or for either movement. And these are just abilities that are just returning back. Abilities that were, you know, they did exist, and now they come back from a dark period, and we are here to restore those, the familiarity of using them again, and as they begin to surface inside of us, like the ringing in the ears, you also but now, so I'm noticing. When you walk, Martin, do you feel in some areas you feel stagger, you know, in your walk?
Yes. Yes,
you do?
Yeah, I do. It's like when I'm walking to the shop or something, I stagger and I have to watch my feet. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah, it happens where they're getting the earth prepared, because it's moving so fast and so rapidly, because these portals are popping out. So you are like this beacon. When the portal opens, your body responds. Whoa, what was that? So it staggers your feet because the earth just triggered it. And then it's triggering more so of it as it's moving its energy. And it moves its energy, becomes formidable for you. And so you, as soon as it's fully surfaced again, your walking becomes stable again. Like, oh, okay, I can rest now a little bit until the next one comes. Mm-hmm. So it is an indication for them and for you that your high senses of inner abilities are coming to surface for you to become more aware of them, and how it's moving rapidly, and to acknowledge them, because they feel that, you know, as a whole family of star beings who want to integrate, you know, you want to come back, want to show you so many things that are just been, you know, prepared for us, and for us to give way to these new energies, that they said, yeah, start getting familiar with what you have. Your staggering your walk will be your familiarization of the energies that are being coming to surface and are just moving the planet and source. That way you would know you are that being who is able to sense it, fully aware of it. And the next thing will be the messages will be coming in clearer and clearer, more, much more rapidly. And where you'll be moving up the ladder to where you are going to sense other kinds of, intuitions.
Yes.
That have surfaced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you will take notice of. You will notice that your energy through sleep is lessened. You wake out at a certain time, and you don't have that same, you know, that tired feeling. Oh my God, I'm ready to drop to the ground. Boom. But where their energy is keeping you moving much more rapidly, because they feel you have already been chosen to do this a long time ago and prepared yourself for this event.
Yeah.
And it's how we are getting there. That's why I like to correlate with you, because with you and the information that I get and others that I have that are close by, I'm able to share this information because it is like a validation and confirmation of what has been coming through. And we could share sharing it with so many others in such a, you know, the loving way, the harmonic way that they choose, because we passed that gateway, the karmic gateway. It ended, and now the earth says, okay, I'm on the healing end. I will not take that no more of the low frequency, and I must move ahead. And so they ask us to do the same. And that's why they're just passing this information as quickly as possible to us. So I guess to bring the information up to speed, so that others would say, okay, well, what just happened? What just happened? Mm-hmm. And I think you feel that inside, right? From not only the Lemurians, but the Andromedans have been passing new energies through you, right?
Yeah, especially the Andromedans.
Yeah, they're like, from my understanding, they're like passing this cosmic database of filament energy, this like optimal higher self, create like this ambience of like a energetic design. It's like we were assigned in locked into a circle. So we're like a reflection of the master self, you know, the teachers of the activations of what we would call here on earth, but the spiritual generators, you know, and we're being tweaked to the activation of the families of the illuminated lights. You know, we're like, we're still going through the frequencies of 13 and of other dimensions to upgrade. So our DNA is releasing those old cells. So, you know, here's what I would say is that you Lemurian, Andromedan, you know, you go again through the Sirens and so forth, of those higher abilities are starting to become known, aware, fully aware, and as if to say they want to see that ability work. They want to see it as it's, you know, being coming to light. They've never seen this before, and now they're seeing it again. Far beyond the way it used to be in Lemurian, far beyond used to be in Atlantis. You know, it's like taking it to a higher level. And we're just, every step of the way is like a new frontier, because we get to see the new, a new gift arrive in such a way. But I would say that as we, you know, move ahead, have you felt the earth turn, Martin? The energies of the earth?
Well, I have to think about that question. It's like, yeah, the earth has, and I don't know exactly, no, I'm not sure what you mean, no.
Oh, because you sometimes you could feel, I mean, right now with your energies, you'll be able to sense more of the earth's tilting, shifting positions. It could be like a stutter inside your body or a twist. Like your body would go into a twist, or you feel your back, your spine, kind of feel like it's turning a bit. It's because you're in alignment.
It's not really physical, but it's more energetic that these twists are going on. And during the daytime, when I'm on the bicycle going through the city, for example, I look up at the sky, and then there's a kind of intake, an influx from light. And I look at the sunlight, and then it's like there's a package of information being decoded in my brain or in my spirit. I don't know exactly, but do you feel the same?
Yeah, I feel like something is causing inside to feel like, you know, like this you know, alignment. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know, to universe, but they say, no, don't call it universe, call it Eunice. I guess it was an old way. I guess it's an old, an ancient word for the universe. We you know, it's our modern word, universe, but they say, no, we say it's Eunice because it was the way we used to phrase it. And I said, you, this, if you choose to, you know, bring in the message as this, to, then we shall say, because Eunice meaning united, meaning one, meaning coming together. And
yeah, being in one, because the word is being.
Yes. Now,
Eunice.
Yes, that, and that's, and I said, wow, okay, then I shall use Eunice as the word for universe, because if we're being, so we're being, and Eunice being is one, then, and it's all totality of the unity, then in fact, you know, I will, it's something that I'm sure a lot of others are familiar with, or something that we would like to verse, universe for. But I think with all the messages, Martin, they placed in a new energy. Have you been?
Yes. Indeed, they did. So a couple of days ago, they placed a new energy. I felt, and since that day, I started to have those dreams about you and other light workers.
Wow, we have a bigger connection. I think it's going to go beyond the speaking on the show.
Yeah. I think soon we'll have also a telepathic contact amongst each other, light workers.
Wow, I tell you, Martin, I love to go on that level right now. And we're, I kind of feel like, man, is this why they were, you know, showing us and giving us the messages, that who knows what else is in there? Who knows energetically what was placed in there? Whether we were prepared for it ahead of time. In such a way, I feel like it was like, you know, when your normal day is a normal day, and then suddenly you get all this information coming to you, you know, from from the invisible, from the unseen, from mm-hmm. something from them, which is like saying, clearly, you will be, you're, if you're hearing us, then your abilities are in place. Just like many others on this earth, their messages are being given to them, and divinely, and being accepted. And they're the ones, they're also writing in a journal and saying, I just got this. What does it mean? Pass it on to the rest of humanity, because we are about to go back to the time of where we are no longer going to be primitive, you know. We're no longer going to be like the survivor, you know. We're not going to be the ones without the way to find a way on this planet any longer. Yeah, it's like, put it this way, it's like the having a superhero be brought, giving the powers back to the Earth.
Yeah.
In such a way.
You know, you say, I also think that there will be a gathering. So the gathering is being prepared. That's why you have those messages and I have those dreams. There will be a gathering in unison and in unity. With the light workers first, and the ETs and the angelic beings, and maybe this gathering is going to, the first gathering is going to take place in Egypt in the chambers of the pyramid, as you told me. I'm not sure where first. I also Paris. I'm getting through Paris all the time.
Paris will be the like a meeting ground where they take you directly to where it's all been placed. Because I keep getting that they're already there. They're in Egypt. And
yeah. They're there already. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting now the chills on my arms also.
Yeah. I tell you, Mar, they really connected us, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you're my brother. You're my brother.
Yeah, I tell you. They said, you know, He's part oneness. We are part oneness in this whole thing. And I'll tell you, Martin, and I say it was synchronistic that we were brought together. And look, we've come from one end to an even higher end,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing to me, because it was like, you know, brotherhood of sharing information.
Yeah.
You know?
We are going to raise up the frequency all together with these cosmic beings and angelic beings and the light workers on Earth, because we are those beings. We are very soon going to... I mean, I'm sure that, pretty sure that amazing things are going to happen. And somehow we'll be contacted to relocate or to meet and to be at those meetings.
This is exciting, Martin. I'm like, wow. I just got chills when you just said that now too.
Yeah.
And they're telling me that the messages that we both receive, they are both like our eyes and ears and senses.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because in those dreams, the dream I had last night about Cobra in Paris with you, those were really very concrete events that I was working on Cobra's computer. Collecting certain information, it was very real.
Wow, man. I tell you, it's like we become one inside energetically, and it's like I see view on your side and you see view on my side, and how we're not just passing messages, we're passing the energies back to back to each other. And say, here, brother, here's yours, here's mine. Here you go. You could take that one. I'll take it. And it's yours. It's for you, because we're supposed to cross these messages to each other, cross the energies back to each other.
This is beyond the internet. As you told me, soon we don't need cell phones anymore and internet, because we are going to. This is going to be amazing.
I'm having fun. I kind of feel like we're like a part of this. You know, the DNA strand. You know the. The string on one side, and then the string on the other, and then you have these the energy that connects us both. You know,
mm-hmm.
as the DNA helix is turning, and we're passing information back and forth, and then that these pulses of energy are just running through the strings as they rise even further and then just turning on.
Yeah, that's why the sunlight is programming our DNA, and we are going now to the next stage. Okay, we have to sign off here, Jose. Thank you very much for being on the show, because there's another program after this. Let's do another show on Sunday or Monday if we have time. Are you awake at on Sunday at 1 p.m.?
Sure.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah, 1 p.m. Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss the details, and then it will be Sunday on findingvoicesradio.com. So keep tuned and stay tuned on this program, ET First Contact Radio. I have to build a website to give all the program information, when and where I'm transmitting on which station, because for some people it's a bit confusing because I'm transmitting on two different stations. But soon there will be the intergalacticradiostation.com. I'm working on it. Thank you very much, Jose. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Martin.
And thank you for listening, my friends.